One count, one countess, and one lowly servant amongst a chaotic love triangle. Today, on December 6, 2018, I, Daphne Dyersinger, am joined by Marin Streeter, our interviewer, and the beautiful Countess of Illyria, Olivia, from Twelfth Night, to provide us with our thoughts during the whole situation. So hold on tight, grab some napkins, everyone, because here on Deja Brew, we're gonna spill the tea.
Did you forget that you were mourning over your deceased brother when you fell in love with Cesario?
Mourning? Rest in peace, dear brother, but I never mourned. It was simply a facade to keep Duke Orsino and that useless Sir Angel away from me. Obviously, they were too obsessed with me to even realize I was even mourning. And as for that foolish count, I think not of him. For his thoughts, would they were blanks rather than filled with me.
You vowed to never love men when your brother died, yet you fell in love with Cesario. How come?
Like I said, vowing to never love men was a distraction. Cesario's stubborn and forthright nature was very alluring. He was rude when I first met him. Most certain, if you are she, you do usurp yourself. For what is yours to bestow is not yours to reserve, were precisely the words he said to me, calling me an impostor. Cesario then asked me to unveil my face and called me beautiful. That did it for me. I sent Malvolio to run after that boy, after his trinket.
How did you feel after Viola vowed to never love woman?
My heart aches, but giving up was not an answer. I confessed my love to him. He responded with those accursed words. I pity you. I mistook those words and thought he loved me back, so I insisted. Cesario became more frustrated with me and told me I wasn't who I thought I was. Love blinded me and I tried again. That was enough to infuriate him. Oh, what a deal of scorn looks beautiful in the contempt and anger of his lip.
What kind of punishment were you going to give Olivia, Fabian, Feste, Sir Toby, and Andrew if Feste didn't convince you to laugh it off, the joke on Malvolio?
Easy. I'd make them suffer as how Malvolio did. I'd lock them up in a dark room while they wear yellow stockings, cross garnets, with a smile plastered on their faces. They'd be treated the same as poor Malvolio, like a disintegrated piece of art who was once a masterpiece. Such tomfoolery should not be permitted in my house. That fool was lucky enough to have persuaded me.
What would you have done if Sir Toby or Sir Andrew were to kill Sebastian, who you fought with Cesario?
Thank goodness I was able to arrive in time before Sebastian was hurt by one of those idiots. At that time, I mistook Sebastian for Cesario. The punishment for Sir Andrew and Sir Toby would have been brutal. If it weren't for that fool Feste, Sebastian would have been dead. I believe Sir Andrew struck the first blow, and Sebastian fought back in defense, making Sir Toby react by grabbing him, and that must have been the time I appeared. Maybe sending them off to live in caves by the mountains would teach those ungrateful slobs.
How would you feel, or what would you do, if the Duke killed Cesario?
I couldn't believe he had the audacity to say he would murder Cesario, who was actually Viola, because of me, and then later ask her for her hand in marriage. What that boy did left me in shock. Cesario started to follow Orsino, and so I asked him where he was off to. After him, I love more than I love these eyes, more than I love life, more than all mores, than e'er I shall love wife, were the words I unfortunately heard. And so, I thought he had tricked me before we all mistook Sebastian for Cesario. My poor heart felt as if it was shattered into small particles. I would have done anything to avoid getting Cesario killed, even if it meant I had to die.
In Act 3, Scene 4, you said you'd do anything for Cesario to accept your gift. So, if Cesario agreed and asked you to marry Orsino, what would you have done?
How dare he ask me to marry that count? Of course I wouldn't. As much as I love Cesario, how with mine honor may I have given to Orsino, which I had already given to him? I'd be mad if I were to woo him. Sometimes I ponder if he was in love with love itself rather than with me. Thank you. That's all we have today, folks. A huge special thanks goes to our interviewer, Marin, our protagonist, Olivia, and definitely to you. This is your host, Daphne, and I'll see you next time on Deja Brew.